Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
It is Drive with Lachie on this Tuesday afternoon, and we have got a special guest in the studio this afternoon in Dr. Innes. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Hey, Lachie, how are you doing? A bit of a different team this afternoon.
It is a very different team, actually. Yeah, well,
still the nice, friendly people, though.
I hope so. Well, you're one of them, of course, and bringing some useful information to the table as well.
I hope so.
And, yeah. We had apparently it was a conversation that happened last week that we were talking about this idea that pets can actually sense when something is wrong in us.
Yeah.
Now, what's, first of all, your take on that as a professional in that realm?
So what I can tell you is that dogs especially do have a sixth sense. They are very fine, especially people that live very close to their pets, people that's very tuned into their pets. The pets are very tuned into them.
Yeah.
These pets definitely have an extra sense and can pick up the slightest change in behavior, the slightest change in mood, and even the slightest change in routine in the household. We've all seen when we go on holiday and start, well, not that everybody's been on holiday the last 2 years, but if we start going on holiday and we've got suitcases coming out, start packing, that dogs get a bit more anxious. They start panting a bit more. Our dog does that all the time if we pack. And they certainly sense that there's something going on. Now, dogs has been used for their ability to sense things is going on for centuries. There's reports that in Pompeii, which exploded Mount Vesuvius in 78 AD, that the dogs ran out of the town or the village before the volcano actually erupted.
Right.
So the people knew something was going on. There's reports today with the floods in Sydney that some dogs howled on end overnight.
Yes.
So they sensed something was coming. Dogs normally have a very acute sense of smell and hearing. And they can hear storms and thunder and things coming along.
I was about to say that they can sense things in the weather changes
very
early in the piece.
Very
so
early.
Even before we physically can see or smell or sense it.
Absolutely.
The dogs are all over it.
Dogs are used for detecting or to predict earthquakes.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been used for that. And the newest thing, not the newest thing, it's been going for a while, but it's becoming more and more common, is dogs being used to indicate diabetes in humans. Also for people that's got certain types of diseases, unfortunately some certain types of cancers, there's a change in the scent of these people, and dogs pick up on it, and dogs can certainly sense that there's something going on. Dogs can also predict pregnancy.
Yes,
women.
Well, that's actually exactly what happened to Beck, apparently.
Yeah.
So this happened when she was pregnant, that the dog would actually follow her everywhere and sit really close, sensing that something was up.
Absolutely. That hormonal changes in female humans create a different sense of smell on their skins. And we can't smell that, but they can obviously smell that. So, yeah, dogs are very, very finely tuned. And, I mean, they live in an environment where the routine is very set every day.
Yeah.
Something changes, then they can pick up on it and they can definitely tell us if something's going to happen or something is happening.
Well, just before we go to a song, we'll come back and have a further chat. But what about cats? Are cats pretty smart as well when it comes to this
cats
stuff?
Cats are very smart, but cats are very lazy in telling us what's going on. You know, they sit on their little thrones and they just look down at these human peasants and, you know, what they are doing.
Serve me.
Absolutely. Yes. But cats can get sensitive about it as well. But cats show it differently. They can go hide.
Yeah.
They can have slight behavior changes. But cats, generally speaking, don't fuss too much about that.
Yeah.
But dogs especially is very cute for that.
But I mentioned during the break, we're having a bit of a chat about my cat and how I had this situation a little while back. And, you know, going the long story short, I was allergic to cats, met my wife, she had a cat, and it was actually okay. I didn't get any kind of problems from it. And it was just like this turning point in my life, a divine intervention, some would call it. And we ended up getting a cat a few years later, which we've had for 11 years. And the thing sleeps next to me, and and it just gets in my face, and there's not one allergic reaction as there used to be with cats. But that's not the story. The story is about 12 months ago, I was very, very ill. And as I was coming down with this illness, I noticed the cat was really affectionate, more than she ever is. You know, sleeping next to me, lying on my chest, etc., and purring her face off. And I felt exactly the moment that she laid on my chest, that the illness actually subsided somewhat, very noticeably. And, you know, I kind of just thought maybe it's just psychological, and maybe part of it is, but there was definitely a physiological change at that time as well. Now, you shared something with me that I want you to share with our family.
So when I was a student, we did some trials. We didn't do some trials, but some of my mates in the same vet class as when I was the vet school, they did some trials with them and their animals, or their dogs specifically, where they looked at blood pressure of humans and where it is when they are not with their animals or their pets, and where it is when they are with their pets. And there's a significant drop in blood pressure if there's an interaction with their animals, whether there's been stress or whether there's been bereavement or whatever it is. Yeah. The interaction drops that blood pressure between 10 and 20% of those humans. And this is, we always see dogs go into old age homes and hospitals. I don't know about hospitals at the moment, but there's truth in that, that animals just have that calming effect where we can just put things more in perspective about it. Something very interesting about cats and their purring, they've done some trials also where they've taken the frequency at which cats purr, that specific frequency, and apply that to people that's recovering from major surgery or that's had healing bones, had fractures repaired. Those patients in their trials has healed up to 9 times quicker than without that specific frequency.
Wow.
And in veterinary science, we've got a very loose term that says that if you put 2 cat bones in the same room, they will heal. And we think it's part of that purring mechanism, that frequency is conducive to healing. It's absolutely fascinating how that all came together, but there's definitely truth in that. And I think your cat, that purring, would definitely have a calming effect on you.
Yes.
And I wouldn't say that's healed you, but that's definitely helped.
Yeah.
Comforting you in
In
that time where you're
And if, as you say, if it's lowering the blood pressure, then theoretically you are getting better.
You are feeling
quicker.
Better. Yeah, absolutely. Because part of disease and stress is increasing blood pressure.
That's right.
So it's just that anxiety of what's happening. You know, how am I going to deal with this? Am I going to get better from this? Is this serious? Yeah. And animals just have this amazing ability without saying anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they just need to be there.
That's it.
It's amazing. It really makes a difference.
And we've definitely noticed over the last couple of years with people, you know, in isolation, lockdowns, all those sorts of situations where pets have actually been the saving race for a lot of people. Have you kind of experienced that yourself?
Oh, yes. There's an absolute boom in the interaction between especially people that's in isolation.
Yeah.
And especially that time where we were all in lockdown in 2020, where pets played a major part. And, you know, we don't realize how many people are living on their own.
Yes,
that's only got the pet and the telly to keep them company. Yeah.
And the telly's not much company
exactly,
in this day and age.
Actually, the telly wasn't really at that point what they needed.
Yeah.
What they needed was given to them by their pets. And we saw a massive increase in the demand for pets.
Yeah.
And people realized actually that pet stayed the same. Everything else out there was falling apart, but that pet stayed the same.
Amazing.
And it gave him that comfort. We absolutely have seen that.
Amazing. Talking about the senses that dogs and cats and animals in general have, particularly at different times when things are happening, that, you know, things are different and they can just sense it, can't they?
Absolutely. No, cats and dogs. And as I said earlier as well, if they tuned into their owners and they've got this very, you know, there's one thing I've learned in the last, let's call it 15 years, is that the relationship between owners and their pets have changed dramatically from when I started out. You know, where my first job was like, yeah, it's a dog. It needs to bark. You know, it needs to. And now and again, I'll take it for a walk. Whereas now, they've become so integral in the family and in the family unit.
Yeah.
They are regarded as children.
Part of the family.
They are absolutely regarded as part of the family. And that's brought its own new unexpected expectations.
That's,
you know,
right,
like,
yeah,
these sort of things where people suddenly started, as they tune in, they started seeing these things.
That's,
and they're,
right,
appreciating it.
Yeah, well, the dynamics shift in such,
oh,
a
definitely,
big way.
Yeah.
And Mel has just texted in, and Mel's a massive cat person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she loves her cat, and, yeah, I, yeah, it's just amazing. Yeah. So, and she's inspired me in loving my cat as well. I think, yeah, because I didn't love it that much before.
Yeah.
But so she said her cat started weeing indoors when it was, when she was 6 weeks pregnant, and she'd had him for 7 years prior, and he was very well toilet trained. Mm. And she said, you know, question mark coincidence?
Oh,
or
no.
Did he know? Of
absolutely,
yeah,
he knew.
Yeah.
Certainly, there's a connection there. And once again, it comes back to the different smells,
yeah,
that the female humans excrete on their skin.
Yeah.
So this is probably what's happened here. And this cat, because he was the, he or she was the top of the chain.
Loved, absolutely loved.
Absolutely. So now things have changed, and this cat's now kicked out of its pedestal, and there's something new that's going to influence. And this cat showed their disgruntlement by doing this,
wow,
and also tried to get rid of this smell.
Yeah.
And very typically what we see is these cats will urinate on owners' personal areas, like a pillow, or on the bedding, or on a shoe. And very typically,
wow,
on washing as well, especially,
okay,
if the washing has been worn, because you can, the smell is on
it's
there.
It's got the aroma of the
and
person.
And that's,
yeah,
very typical for a cat. And unfortunately, it can sometimes be a number two as well.
Yeah, okay.
Because cats just show that the disgruntlement. And that's the cat's way of showing it.
They are such a unique animal, aren't
they? Are.
So
they
much
are
attitude.
So unique,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
I mean, and I think they've changed as well. From the very first domesticated cats to,
yep,
where we are today. They've changed a lot to,
oh,
fit,
definitely,
in with us, and they brought their own little quirkiness.
That's
with,
right,
them.
Yeah, our cat's got a very strange personality. It's always my wife that cops it for not getting fed. If the cat's not fed, it's like it'll...
Swipes
look,
you?
Yeah, well, she'll kind of swipe me a little bit, but not,
yeah,
hard. It's almost,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
she's scared of,
yeah,
me, so she'll just do it,
yeah,
as a,
yeah,
jest.
Yeah.
Whereas with my wife, she'll actually let her know, hey, I'm hungry. And she'll meow at the top,
absolutely,
of her lungs. And,
mm,
yeah, it's not a nice frequency that's calming, I can assure you.
No,
that.
That's definitely, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Innes, thank you so much for coming in.
It's
such a pleasure to chat to you.
Yeah, it was,
and,
certainly.
Look forward to speaking
see you
soon,
to you again.
Soon again. God bless.
Thank you. Same for you.
Whew. What a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.